back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
On KGO 810.
Communicating with people, maybe you should join the passive-aggressive society. And when you join, you'll receive a one-of-a-kind pledge pin. Although I really thought they'd be shinier and bigger, but I guess they'll do. And don't bother picking up donuts for our meeting. We'll make an extra trip out of our way, and we'll take care of it. You just show up and drink all the coffee we made. Oh, and by the way, since you're probably too important or too busy to attend, that's okay. It doesn't look like we have time to make it to your birthday party either. And if you don't want to join, I guess we'll just be meeting without you.
Yeah.
The passive-aggressive society.
The passive-aggressive society, except at UMass today at Amherst and the students throwing a temper tantrum at the free speech event, which we'll get to. Speaking of free speech, this is so much fun. So, you know, I sit around all day and I go through all my aggregates trying to find fun stories for us to, you know, BS about at night. And I usually have Fox or CNN on, and I had Fox on today. And I took my afternoon snooze, and then all of a sudden, Carly woke me up with this.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the songs.
Carly, just listen to me. Yes, and you're doing your kids' little children's songs and your lullabies, and I'm asleep. I'm sound asleep, and I wake up, and I hear Carly singing to me, and I'm thinking, I'm having a nightmare. No. The United States is having a national nightmare. Carly Simon. Carly, you wish.
Yes. That'd be better voice.
But she is vain. she's so vain. It's Carly singing at her speech because Carly is going to be Ted Cruz's vice president. Oh my God, what is going on? Is this man crazy? Give it up. The only good thing I'm going to say, I'm going to say this. If he's trying to steal the afternoon news cycle, at least he's accomplished that for the last 2 days. Yesterday, it was him and Kasich getting together for Kasich, cray-cray, and that was crazy. It didn't work. I mean, Donald just ran away with all five states last night.
Right.
Yeah, or six, whatever the hell it was. And then today it was, ladies and gentlemen, the next president and vice president of the United States. Then I fell asleep, and then I woke up to this. I fell asleep. She's going to be the...
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of this.
Everybody gets to have their gaffes. So why? Why? It's like Hillary when she was barking like a dog. Who let the Hillarys out? Okay. It was like Trump with the 9/11. No, I meant 7/11. No, I meant 9/11. I guess everybody gets to do it, but that was scary. I was having a nightmare.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat?
Yes, except it was on the television, not in my head. I don't know. It's time
to. Did you wake up into a nightmare?
I woke up into a nightmare. Dear. Yeah.
And you were there, and
I was
there,
and she kept singing, and she kept singing. I thought, what the hell is she doing on national television?
Oh, there's going to be more.
There's going to be more.
I look forward to the sound clips.
Don't you just love the fact that now, you know, they're down to Indiana, and regardless of what you think of Ted Cruz, it's all ridiculous. You know Trump's got it in the can, all right? So it's Hillary versus Trump. That's what it is. But now they're saying, and you know, Carly and Ted today are trying to say, well, if only we can win Indiana, the Hoosier state. If only we can take the Hoosier state.
Is it like Hoosier daddy?
No, Hoosiers as in Indiana. Come on, Ted Cruz. Matter of fact, he was in Indiana last night doing a rally at the high school gym where part of the movie Hoosiers was filmed, a famous basketball movie, high school
I'll take your word
movie.
On that.
And he tried to make a reference to the famous scene in the movie, but he botched it because he called the basketball hoop a ring. It's the scene where Gene Hackman measures the size of the court before the state championship game and tells the team their home court is the same size. and this settles the team down and helps them focus on the basketball. But, you know, he couldn't say hoop.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country. And there is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
And then, what did Ted do today? He put a ring on it.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. 'Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of this.
Get on that bus and drive and drive and drive and drive. Go Thelma and Louise on us, please.
Hey, Drex, you like sports, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever go out and shoot some b-ball? You ever shoot some rings? Little pickup game?
Yes, I did for a long time, but I'm bad at that, too. Just like we're talking about opening pitches.
Yeah, you know, ring.
Right, oh. Right, yeah.
You, a game of good old ring ball.
Yeah. I actually, you know, I have to tell you, when I was in Chicago, and unfortunately I was not there for the Jordan era, but I tried. I mean, I love basketball and I would love to play, but I was just never very good at it. Just not good at it. Dwayne, are you
good at? No.
No.
It always surprises people, too. Like, I'm not good at a lot of sports, to be honest, actually.
Is that racial profiling?
Yes. Yes. Like, yes, it is, actually.
You look like you could shoot with Obama. No, yeah, it doesn't work that way.
But the Bulls, I have to tell you, the Bulls loved my BS so much, and I would always, I had this reputation of being bandwagon because, you know, the way I would play, especially with the NCAA things, the Final Four or whatever, I would switch the teams up. I would say who I was for on Friday. Let's say it was, I don't know, it would be, who was playing? Two teams that were playing. Well, it was Cal versus Hawaii. So I would say on Friday, I was for Cal. And then they would lose to Hawaii, and I would come on the air Monday and say, you know what? I was for Hawaii anyway.
Right.
And so while the Bulls were struggling all the time, I'd say, well, I'm for the Bulls. And then they would play the Warriors or something, and I'd say, well, you know what? I was really for the Warriors. And this annoyed the people, or all the players on, because they used to listen to my morning show. It annoyed the hell out of them so much that they brought me a personalized jersey that said B-Wagon.
Oh,
yeah. That was the jersey name, B-Wagon.
B-Wagon, right, I'm bandwagon. So, by the way, the Giants game today, who won that? I think the Giants? Giants won the ball game today?
Everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm for the Giants today. And right now, I'm for the Warriors tonight.
You better be.
I know, I have to be for the Warriors tonight. Yeah.
Is that Carly Fiorina singing again? Hope not.
It's just a bad idea. I guess, you know, that was supposed, that whole thing that. Thank you, Karen Reed. I think that maybe that was supposed to soften her image. She did look like, you know, without that Grinch kind of smile that she has during the debates when, you know, she was pursed lips and all of that.
Well, she was going in for the kill. She was being, I know. She was and laser focused.
And Justin, she did a great job when she went after Trump, let's face it. I give her major props for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
She's still the most presidential one.
Did say that. Right.
I don't toto everything that she says, but I think she was the most presidential one of all the Republican candidates at the debates early on. And she could easily upstage Ted Cruz. I mean, just on her speaking skills.
Well, who couldn't?
But then
Ted Cruz is just so unlikable.
The only person who couldn't upstage Ted Cruz is maybe the lookalike. Oh. I wish we had that sound clip to play from Maury Povich.
From Povich?
At least for now, until she gets more exposure. And she'll come out of nowhere.
What was
like,
her name? Circe? The drag queen? So tell us
she a drag queen?
Well, tell us the story about it, because I think I might have
so
it here.
That's the gal who Maury Povich came on and was saying, she's like, I don't know why everybody says I keep looking like this president, Ted Cruz. And maybe I am his sister, but why would they bring it up now? And she was just so uninformed and so I'm going to go ahead and say inbred. But looked
yes, that's fair.
Looked very much like the drag Ted Cruz.
Okay, here she is. 21-year-old woman from Mississippi named Cersei Hayes became famous last week after she appeared on Maury. People realize she looks just like Ted Cruz. That was on Monday the 19th. Now she has revealed that she's getting paid $10,000 to do a sex tape with her fiancé, Freddie Green, who was also on the show with her. And the reason is because, well, it went viral. Maury did the interview with her on Facebook last week and said that she never even heard of Ted Cruz before the picture went viral. And, yes, they're going to do a six-minute porn together for xhamster.com because they need 10 grand. All right, here she is talking about it.
Are you Ted Cruz's sister?
No. I mean, you know, why all of a sudden, you know, if I am, you know, just saying, if I am Maury, why is everybody just now saying or bringing him in my life?
Right, okay.
You know?
Right.
I mean, just saying. Okay. But in my eyes, I'm not. Why would everybody compare me to a president?
Right.
You know, being related to a president.
Right. Do you know who he is?
No, I never known him.
Never knew who he was?
No, the only one I've ever known of was Donald Trump. I never heard of Ted Cruz nowhere until y'all called me that day on the phone.
Now y'all listen, Cersei Hayes. You could be the vice president if you'll just do a little bit of this for us.
Hello, two girls.
Yeah, if you'll just... Come on, y'all. Just give us a little bit of this.
I'm so happy I can see them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vice president, y'all, of the United States.
We travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of this.
We'll be back. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up, but firstly, Graham. If only we can win Indiana, we'll be fine. Yeah, if we can make it there, we can make it anywhere.
I won't sing, I promise.
Oh, my God. Let Ted take it out here.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country. And there is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
You can always do something else with that ring. I think you need it, Ted. All right, now we go to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
The party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a pool with shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay, I'm an equal opportunity offender. I distort, you decide. That's why they give me a paycheck every other week here at Cumulus. God bless them. Okay? So, you know, you don't sing and you don't bark. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, stop. We're going to get more. We don't want more. By the way, while we're on this tip, your dog hates it when you hug them. Yes. Yes,
no.
One of the biggest ways people show affection.
No,
affection.
Love it.
Yes, no, especially Americans will hug anything. Unfortunately, that doesn't translate across species. University of British Columbia found that your dog really hates it when you hug them. The researchers looked at 250 photos of people hugging their dogs and found the dogs were giving signs of being uncomfortable, stressed, or anxious in 82% of their of the views. 10% of the dogs were indifferent towards the hugs, 7.5 like them. So now there's a chance that your dog is in the last group and really likes it when you hug them, but the researchers still say they'd prefer that you show them some other kind of affection. Look, if you've ever done it, now if you think about it, just think about it when you hug your dog. They're never really happy. Like, you know, Abolicious, so delicious, my basset hound, she likes to give her daddy ear dues. So she'll give me an ear-do, then she'll lick my ear. She likes that, all right? Daddy wants an ear-do, and then I get an ear-do. So she licks me, right? Or she goes in for the, I call it ass-tomic tummy rub. All right, third time. All right, so she's a basset hound, so she's all four spread, which is her porno pose, and then she wants the ass-tomic tummy rub. So your dogs like the tummy rub or the licking,
they
allow
do.
Them to lick something
for
new, more
kisses,
than they like the hug.
I do notice sometimes my little kissy, my little Pomeranian, she'll struggle a little bit, but she'll get in close because she's a tiny dog.
Right.
But sometimes it's like when you try and hug a cat, you can tell they're straining to get out. It's kind of like, ooh, you're smothering me.
Yeah.
Does it depend on if your pet initiates the hug? Because I know that my dogs will tackle me and
go
for a hug. So it's like...
Big dog, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or even tiny ones. Like, if they come and they jump on you, but then you put your arms around them, or they're like, okay, this is too serious now. And then they, like, run away.
Well, there's something innately bred into them that I think, somebody wants to talk about.
Yeah, she takes a different approach.
She doesn't want an anatomic tummy rub, does she?
No. I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show. Hi.
Hi. I think that's too general of a statement because we know that all dogs are independent.
Well, they're different, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're different. But I've had a lot of dogs, Huskies, German Shepherds, Boxers, everything. And I never had one that had any opposition to getting a hug and a little kiss.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally with you on the kiss. Yeah, do people kiss,
We named our dog Kissy for a reason. She kisses us. It's just like you're going to get it.
Right. I've that's how I get the ear do, so I don't get it on my mouth. I've just kind of learned to turn.
I do like an Eskimo kiss.
Oh, a little nose rub.
Little nose rub.
Sure, that's probably the most hygienic. If I could, I would, but my little dog just...
Won't let you.
Oh, she's like a hummingbird. Kiss before you know it. Ponies.
I'm sorry?
I ride my dogs like ponies.
What do you do?
I ride them like ponies.
You ride your dog like a pony.
It's a dog and pony show here at KGO, people. PETA, call in with your complaints. Karen's the most... animal-loving person in the world.
What kind of dog do you have? I hope it's a Great Dane or something.
No, he's a border collie chow. I don't actually sit on him. I just get him between my knees,
giddy-up.
And I say, right. I ride you like a pony.
Oh.
Alex Stone.
I see. Well, what about the woman in Stockton who was driving alongside her car as she walked the dog?
That's fine. That's not abuse. Come on.
That was yesterday. Listen to this.
She's dragging her dog down the road. Disgusting.
If you're going to be a dog owner, a responsible dog owner, then you need to get out and walk your dog. You know, don't be lazy.
He wasn't being dragged. I was watching his leash. There was no tension.
That was okay. The driver was just being lazy by walking the dog with the car.
Yeah, it's not abuse. Come on, people.
It's not abuse.
It's
not a big deal.
Well, it's not like in the movie Vacation where he was, he forgot the dog
and,
was.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the politician that left his dog on the roof of his car?
No, it was a really famous
one.
Was that
Kerry?
No,
Romney? No.
It was Romney?
I think it was Mitt Romney.
It was. I think you're right. It was Mitt Romney.
He left it on this luggage rack.
Yeah.
That's such a... moment.
Yeah, that's not a mistake. He put the dog in the luggage... In the little doggy condo thing. Yeah.
We could just call it a cage.
In the cage and put it on like top of the roof where the luggage rack is, and it flew off.
Yeah, he purposely put his dog up there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is like Dick Cheney. Don't go duck hunting with him. You're going to get shot. I mean, come on. What?
It's just so funny, everyone. That's disgusting.
I just can't start this show. I've got a stack a mile high of things I want to get to, and I just can't get to any of them.
The show started itself hours ago with Carly Fiorina singing.
Two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. 'Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of this.
Who left their dogs out?
Who left their dogs out?
We love you, girl.
Well, you don't have the barking in yours. Yeah. It's not exactly the same.
The party was nice, the party was bumping.
No. Hold on a second. You need.
The party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
That's what Bill said.
The WHO is reminding everybody.
WHO, the World Health Organization's involved now.
Oh my God.
That's it. I swear I'm getting on topic next with the temper tantrum at UMass. All right, let's do the break so I can get to it quickly. Wow. Didn't take long tonight. Straight into the ground. All right. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show. For a good reason now, people, I'm telling you. This is your release while you're driving, the legal one, on KGO 810. And now with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham in the KGO.
KGO 810 Traffic.
Traffic Center.
Drex on the next generation of KGO 810.
Today, Cruz chose Carly. He's going to be the president, and she's going to be the vice president. What are you playing, Karen? I'm never going to get this underway. It's just not going to happen. Just cancel the show. I don't even know what you're doing. What? What does the fox say? Well, you have to. This is. What does the fox say? I'll tell you if you will play what Carly today during her announcement that she's going to be the vice president of President Ted Cruz. Yeah, go ahead and play that. You got to play that, and then.
I know two girls that I just adore.
This is during her announcement.
What? I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day, we get to play, we get to play. I won't bore you with any more of this.
You're running for president, vice president of the SPCA. That's all you're going to, they're not even gonna vote for you. All those bitches.
Oh my God.
Oh, here we go. I'll tell you what the fox says about Carly. Oh, let me ask again. What do you think, Fox? So the president's going to be Cruz, and then Carly's going to be the vice president. What do you think? By the way, that's a real Arctic fox. That's a real fox.
Betty White wants to know, were any Arctic foxes hurt in the making of this audio?
Absolutely not. Good. Absolutely not. Okay, 3, 2, 1, alto. Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Now we're going to do the show.
For real. For real. We're going to serious
alto.
Here.
Alto. All right. So I want to talk about what went on at UMass yesterday. UMass Amherst students, which, by the way, it's a great school in Mass, Massachusetts, and they were throwing a temper tantrum at a free speech event. Now, again, keywords, free speech event. It wasn't a mandatory class. You didn't have to go. The auditorium was full. It was filled to capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to paint the picture here for you. So the students at the University of Mass, they set a new high for hysteria at this event with Christina Hoff Summers, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Steven Crowder. And they were shouting obscenities in an effort to silence the speakers, saying they were espousing hate speech. Now, this woman was only probably 30 seconds to a minute into this, talking about political correctness. The event was intended to be a forum and discussion about the use of political correctness on campus, but it immediately degenerated into a complete shouting match and chaos as the protesters sought to down and drown out the speakers with cries of hate speech and a lot of F-bombs. And thank you. Guess, once again, Valerie's been beeping things all afternoon long. Because, okay, let's play it. And again, this woman is just beginning her, it's like a TED Talk, her speech, okay? And it just disintegrated into, here she is. The woman is asking her to calm down. Go ahead. All the dropouts or the F-bombs. And she's screaming at the top of her lungs. And then the next one is, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Historians are going to look back.
Stop excluding women of color!
You have to obey the rules.
But this is free speech if you're so concerned.
If I were this woman, I would have walked off stage and said F you.
I tell you, there were other people there waiting to actually listen to what she had to say.
Right.
The other people in the audience,
yes.
Specifically one or two really loud people.
Yeah.
Who are, I mean, I'm sure people of various viewpoints attended this, but she was an invited guest to speak.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can protest, but that's mm-hmm. a temper tantrum.
Dwayne is my intern from SF State, and you guys have these free speech events.
Yeah, we have these all the time, and of course, I see one side where there are people who are really passionate about certain things, but at the same time, you have to make it a conversation, and that wasn't really a conversation.
That was no conversation.
There was just, yeah, there's yelling over each other to where nothing is discussed. They don't talk about anything. It's just a screaming match, and everyone claps for who's the loudest, basically.
It's really, really, hitting the bottom of the barrel, I have to say. And what is most disturbing to me is this lady who was on stage made it clear, very clear, that there will be a Q&A at the end of, if you would please let me finish, or at least let me start. No wonder speakers, you've heard the story over and over about comedians. They don't want anything to do with college campuses anymore.
It's a hard crowd.
Yeah. Right, because everything is so PC. Yeah. But it's gotten out of control where now you're going to have, it's to the point where speakers won't even want to speak. Professors won't even want to show up. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well,
808-0810, where do you think we are with this? 808-0810, if you're outside the Bay Area, anywhere in the Western United States and listening around the world, 415 is the area code, 808-0810. So do you see people on campus acting like this during speeches?
Of course. There are like a ton of people who are a little bit more radical than others.
It's so rude. It's so disrupt. I know disrupt is one of those words that's supposed to happen here.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
always
time
when,
and place.
Because people want to be heard, you know, and they feel like they're not being heard when someone's telling them, hold on a second, let me just do this. They feel like they're being paused or like pushed to the side. So they become frantic and a little bit more passion, show a little bit more passion, but like in an aggressive way. And it turns into a screaming match, basically.
So this has happened at San Francisco State.
Oh, yeah. SF State is a very progressive school. It's where protesting and activism is high at that school. Like
I understand, but it's just rude.
Yeah, I haven't seen it happen as much at SF State. Nothing like I've seen in this video, but like
this is out of control. All you have to do is Google UMass.
Yeah,
actually, we'll tweet it out at Generation Directs. You can join us. We'll throw it up on Twitter. So the next one is the speaker is asking this lady, this student, stop acting like a child.
You have armies.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't think these speakers get paid to do any of this, do they? I mean, it's not like Hillary where you're showing up at Goldman Sachs and getting $250,000. I don't think you get paid anything. You know, you're just being a nice person who wants to come in there and, I don't know.
Yeah, volunteering.
Volunteering.
Yeah, it's
who wants to volunteer for that?
Yeah. Yeah. There's always a way you're supposed to do things and... It was supposed to be a conversation.
It was supposed to be a conversation.
It was supposed to be a discussion.
And then it went into total disintegration. Listen to this last
speakers one. Speakers are not only disinvited, but when they're invited, people come in to disrupt. They don't want others to
And over and over.
I mean, can you imagine?
Every dropout that you heard was an F-bomb. Get the F out. Get the F out.
Can you imagine at Cambridge or Oxford, you know, they have... No, it's very civilized, and it's like the good man from across the way. What is your take on this? Well, good sir, I say fie, or something like that. But it's not like this. It's really embarrassing.
Well, and you know what? They're getting the short end of the stick by not hearing alternative opinions about all things life. You know, I don't always want to hear every... How boring would our lives be if all we heard were people who agreed with us? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love opposing views.
Yeah.
That's what makes the world go round. You know, you might not like Donald Trump, but do I want to hear what he has to say? Yes.
That's what starts dialogue.
Right. You might not like Hillary, but are you interested in what she might want to say? Yeah. Yes. All right, we're going to take a few calls on this. 808-0810 is the number, and we'll start with John in San Leandro. Hi, John. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hello?
Hi, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, Drex, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm one of them crazy people. If I was making that speech and she was doing all that, I would have asked her nicely first. Hey, calm down, relax. We got a Q&A after the session. And if she would have kept going, I'd have took my time, walked down there, and slapped her right in her mouth.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. But then, of course, you'd be arrested for assault. You know, that's back in the day, probably not. But back in the day, this wouldn't happen. You know, I have to tell you, I have so much respect for the millennials. I really honestly do. A lot of people my age, they hit 50 and they're just not having the millennials. And I just embrace them because they have so many things going on. They have so many valuable values in their own way of thinking. You know, they don't think like the corporate talking heads of my day and this, that, and the other. And it's not so much. I heard a story today about how quickly they change jobs. That's because they're looking for their best life experience, not to stick around. And, you know, they want to feel good about work. It's not necessarily always about money. And I have so much respect for that. But yet when I hear things like this, it's very, very disturbing. And it just plays to the whole theme of why no one wants to go speak or perform at colleges. I don't know if this happens with bands. Is this what they do when musicians come in? Do people behave like this? All those lyrics are offensive. Stop
it. No, it's the opposite.
Never. Yeah.
Oh, as long as you're playing EDM, you're okay.
Yeah. It's only when the issue is controversial.
There are no words. That's right.
There are no words.
It isn't.
Is it offensive?
I don't like that high note. That was really offensive.
All right.
I didn't like that.
Or the Molly helps lighten the mood.
It does, yeah. Right. Levels everyone out. We all think the same.
We're all hugging. Yeah, and part of going to college is expanding your worldview, your life experience, and,
yes,
you know.
You can hug your dog, but you can pet your classmate, you know, as long as the EDM's playing. Now
and
you know people.
And you're on Molly.
And you're on Molly.
I hear that makes the dog feel really amazing.
Everything feels good on Molly. Okay. Not saying, not endorsing.
I've heard. Molly's nice. I go to school. I went to school with a girl named Molly. It's, yeah, Molly.
Molly.
The Ringwald. Right.
Okay, we're moving on. Where are we moving to next? We've got a lot to get to, people.
Okay.
The cup runneth over. All right, don't go away. We'll be back. I see there's more calls, but we'll continue with your calls, and we will discuss. Oh, let's see here. I think we'll talk about being cheated on can be good for you. 808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On the next generation of KGO 810.
This is Trisha Yearwood in Columbus last night. She sounds just like him. Was she that like karaoke version? Was she singing over his voice? That was really weird, wasn't it?
I can hear her voice distinctly.
Oh, okay. Well, no, well, then it's really good. It's spot on, right? Spot on. Okay, I have a couple Prince things to talk about. Then we'll talk about your food five times. Okay, so Prince's old band, The Revolution, is reuniting to do some tribute shows, they announced.
We have decided, after spending 3 or 4 days together now grieving over the loss of Prince, that we would like to come out and do some shows. And we want to let you know that we'll be there soon. So we want to let you know now. So thank you and see you soon.
That was on Facebook. Wendy, Lisa, I guess, Brown, Bobby Z, Matt, Dr. Fink. Okay. I don't know. Look, They can do whatever they want. It just seems a bit soon to be saying they're reuniting. For me, it just feels
very opportune.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that's the right word. For me, it just, I don't know. It was a little cringeworthy. Mm. But I want to tell you, there's been plenty of purple rain these days, and I have a great story to tell you. Singer-songwriter Jonathan Cain. Now, we're going to talk about Journey for a second because there's a get-together here. He tells Billboard that he was notified in early 1984 that Prince wanted to speak with him. Well, of course, Jonathan Cain's going to be interested. Why does Prince want to talk to me? All right? He went to Columbia Records, the offices in L.A., took the call from Prince, and he said, I want to play something for you. I want you to check it out. He said the chord changes are very close to Faithfully. Remember from 1983, the song Faithfully?
Sure, I can hear that now.
Faithfully by Journey, and that was a top 20 single. It was a huge song. And he said, I don't want you guys to sue me. After listening, Cain said, I just thought it was an amazing tune. I said, man, I'm just super flattered that you even called. It shows that you're a classy guy. Good luck with the song. I know it's going to be a hit. And the song was Purple Rain.
You know, I never equated the two, but the chord progression, it's very melodic that way. I think there was an opportunity to have, you know, beef about it. And what a class act.
Right on. So good for them. And you're right on about this, Valerie. The two songs definitely share more than just similar chords, including the wordless outer vocals and the tone of the guitar solos are very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Prince felt, I guess, it was obvious enough that it's worth making the call so you don't get sued.
What a
even in 1984,
from
right.
Fellow musician and the caliber of Prince to say, you know, this is.
And they went on to say, of course, they let it do it and it became a big hit. And Cain said, I got amazing seats to see the Purple Rain tour when it played at the Cow Palace back in the day. How ridiculously cool was that? I mean, you know.
Both beautiful songs in their own right.
I know, right? Okay.
I would never have connected the two.
Love those guys. Okay, so good for Neil Sean and the rest of the guys, Steve Perry and Jonathan Cain. Okay, do you go by the sell-by date on your food as the expiration expires by?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to.
I will sniff it on the sell-by date. If it's like it's, you know, sell-by the 26th and it's the 26th, I'll sniff the milk before I pour it in the cereal. Yeah. It's always good.
Milk is one of the exceptions. Oh. Yeah, no curdled milk. My story ends with that, Valerie. So
you don't like cottage cheese on your cereal?
Not so much. No, not cottage cheese. According to the research funded by 360couponcodes.com, 31%, so almost a third of us eat expired food to make groceries last longer and to save money. The study also found that 42% of the participants said that they cut spending by purchasing used clothing, while 25% have risked driving a car that they knew was unsafe. All right, well, I'm sure a lot of that goes on. But they were talking, the part that I'm interested in is the expiration date on the foods. So many products will have a sell-by date, let's say it's April 1st, but they could go in your pantry. Pantry foods could probably go for, they're saying, another 12 or 18 months. And by throwing those out, what you're doing is contributing to food waste here in the United States, which is you're not going to be surprised. It's just off the chain as to how much food we throw away.
We're obscene with the waste that we make in this country.
On average, each person wastes about 36 pounds of food per month.
Oh, my God.
Per month. That accounts for a quarter of all available food in the country. And it's determined that for every $1 that Americans spend on food, 10 cents of it gets tossed away. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture doesn't even regulate the sell-by or best-by or the use-by dates that appear on food products. I didn't know that. It was, but they did help create an app as to a guide as to how long more than 400 food and drink items will keep. But, you know, just because something's expired doesn't mean you have to ditch it right away.
Send them to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Send your allegedly spoiled food to me, and I will happily accept.
You know what I love? I love going to the Safeway, like on Mondays, because everything's
the used meat section.
Yes,
because that's the used meat section.
I am so cheap. Yes,
and it's especially like after 4th of July weekend or one of those barbecue weekends. Monday, 8 a.m. It's awesome. You can get ribeye.
You got to go Monday morning. Yeah, so you see those sealed fresh food things that I'm eating. They're like vacuum sealed now. They're fresh foods, and you just put them in the microwave for a minute and a half. Well, by Sunday, they're expiring, and then Monday, they replenish. So if you go in Monday morning, they're 2-for-1. And same thing, you're right, with the meat.
You throw them in the freezer, you know, you thaw them out.
Right.
You're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mondays,
we're always eating high on the hog in my house.
I volunteer as tribute.
So, you know, a lot of, and to think about, and if you think about this for a second, it makes sense because a lot of it is sell by. Some of your most perishable things, eggs, things that are important that you eat on time, your milk, your eggs, the produce, those kind of things are.
Meat will
use by.
Right, a use by date.
So take note of the difference between use by and sell by.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But sell by, you know, you can get away with it for
a while.
And
then there's spam.
And then there's spam.
Hello, Hawaii, if you can hear us tonight. They love some spam.
Good forever.
Good forever for the apocalypse, you know.
There's always that, yes. All right, and beef jerky, and what other things do I have? Oh, Clif Bars.
Yes. They look the same going out as coming in. That's all I got to say about
stop
that.
Stop it with
That's
that.
All I got to say like about that.
I only like the peanut butter ones.
It applies.
And my weekend, you know, when I'm ordering things, I told you yesterday the 90 rolls of toilet paper showed up. Yes, my 4-pack of Clif Bars showed up today. I'm ready for the apocalypse.
You're tipsy online ordering?
I wasn't tipsy, but I just get out of line anyway. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.